the chronic pain. And the problem with all these things, chronic pain, depression, anxiety, is it's very easy, and we're almost taught to start to identify with them. So my hope for you is, and I believe you can do this, is that you start to not deny the pain, not pretend it isn't there, but not identify so much with it, because you have something quite sincere and beautiful that is very not only recognizable to anyone who meets you, but accessible to you. I would like you to access that more, so that you start to identify with what's true in you more than with your circumstances. Your circumstances are unfortunate. You're dealing with chronic pain. But there's something in you that is impervious to misfortune. And it shines from you like light itself. Now, everybody who sees that in her, look at this group. Raise your hand. Surprised? They don't lie. So there is something in you that is so pure, so real, that you can access it easily, and everybody can see it. You don't have to be in a room full of spiritual folks. Anybody who meets you senses it, sees it, whether they're conscious of it or not. So I'm saying to you that you have a source of strength, an actual something in you that you have not yet tapped into and used as your method, your defense. And if you tap into it, if you start to live from what's really in you, things will change, because that's how strong and powerful it is. It can't not change. It's alive. It's real. All that's happened is nobody ever told you to go there before. I'm just telling you it's real, and you can go there. You just proved it. I'm not saying it's going to take away your pain. I'm not saying it's going to change your circumstances. Although either of those, who knows what will happen. I am saying that that truth, that beauty, that connectedness, that purity can outshine everything else and change the proportions of how you experience everything. Do you have a sense of that?
Yes. So, where do I go from here?
What do you think?
I think I'd like to come back to these.
Well, you're always welcome here, but...
I mean, I think I need some more help in meditation.
Well, I'm happy to help you, but what I'm saying to you is there's already something in you so strong and so pure that you can absolutely trust it and absolutely should start living from that place. You can afford to live from that place. It will not take you in any wrong direction, ever. Yes, because it's obvious. I can promise, not because I, having nothing to do with me, I can promise because it's so obvious in you. Watch. Everyone and anyone who agrees, raise your hand. A whole room. It just any fool can see it. A monkey can see it.
Last now we get to my place.
What?
That's what I call my boyfriend's monkey.
Her boyfriend can see it. He's not even here. What has to happen now?
So wrong.
Huh?
No.
What'd you say?
So wrong.
Yeah. Thinking about her boyfriend and monkeys.
Talk to her after. What has to happen now is for you to start to see it. what happened.